tortoise.
Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the racist comments Frank Hester allegedly made about MP Diane Abbott have forced the Conservative Party donor into the limelight. The Tories have, so far, refused to hand back his money. What role will mega donors like him play in the run-up to the UK's general election? That's after a short break.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's been a difficult year, one filled with conflict, and we could do with some more peace in the world.
So I suppose until recently, hardly anyone outside the Westminster bubble had ever heard of Frank Hester. In fact, even within Westminster, the Leeds-based businessman was little known, although he's been on the sidelines for some years.
You won't have any problem joining me in giving the Prime Minister David Cameron a very warm welcome indeed.
But that all changed when The Guardian unveiled a months-long investigation into the man who has become the Conservatives' biggest ever donor. During a meeting back in 2019, Frank Hester, who has donated at least £10 million in the last year, was alleged to have said some deeply shocking things. According to The Guardian, he's alleged to have said that looking at Diane Abbott makes you, quote, want to hate all black women, and said the MP, quote, should be shot. Frank Hester put out a statement apologising for what he described as rude comments, but insisted his criticism had, quote, nothing to do with her gender nor colour of skin. He added that he regards racism as a poison which has no place in public life. Initially, ministers from Rishi Sunak's government tried to play it down. Mel Stride, Work and Pensions Secretary and one of the Prime Minister's closest allies, was sent out with the official line.
I don't think what he was saying was a gender-based or a race-based comment, but it was clearly inappropriate. He has apologised, and I think we need to move on from that.
Number 10 tried the same approach, but it didn't wash. Not least with Kemi Badenoch, the only black woman in the cabinet, who that day tweeted a statement in which she described the comments, as reported, as racist. Shortly afterwards, Number 10 updated its position. Now, the comments were racist, but Frank Hester wasn't.
Mr. Speaker, the alleged comments were wrong, they were racist, and he has now, as I said, the comments were wrong, they were racist, he has rightly apologised for them. And
crucially, this distinction allowed ministers to continue dodging questions about whether the party would return the £10 million, or what they would do if Frank Hester wanted to donate more. So when Tortoise revealed that the Conservatives had already accepted a further £5 million from Frank Hester, the row deepened.
I heard from Conservative sources that some more money was indeed working its way through the system and that, as I have put in the article, that in fact the Conservatives are sitting on £5 million.
Once again, the row exposed Rishi Sunak's indecision in a crisis. But it also exposed the party's reliance on a handful of mega donors. We'll have more after the break.
You
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
With a general election on the horizon, there's little sign that the Conservative Party is planning to return any of the money Frank Hester has given it, and the extra £5 million will officially make him its biggest donor. In the 2019 general election campaign, the Tories spent £16.5 million, so Frank Hester's story has prompted questions about the role megadonors play in UK politics. Frank Hester tops a list that includes Lord John Sainsbury, who gave £10 million to the Conservative Party in his will, and Mohamed Mansour, an Egyptian billionaire who has donated £5 million. Although Labour has traditionally been more reliant on union funding, it's recently attracted its own megadonors. Lord David Sainsbury has given more than £5.2 million, while the business magnate Gary Lubner has donated just over £4.7 million. As the parties battle to fill their war chests, and with the spending cap for the next election increasing by 80% to £35 million, the role that these individuals play in our democracy will be under scrutiny like never before. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written by political editor Kat Nealon and mixed by Xavier Greenwood. Tortoise.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.